I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth talks again with Judy Reardon McKenzie of the Bourne Historical Society.
Last week, we talked about the history of salt production on the Cape, why and when it was big business. Today, we're going to learn about the actual process of how people made salt in the 1800s. Here's Judy.
The process is interesting. It was done in stages, three stages. There were usually three salt rooms, and they were called rooms because they were somewhat resembling of a room with a peaked roof on top of it. And the first salt room was called the water room, or sometimes the kids love this, the slime room.
The slime room was the room the water entered first. Its name comes from the fact that all sorts of things were pumped in, like seaweed and little fish, you name it. The pumps were powered by wood and canvas windmills that lined the beach.
They would pump the water, and it would go through a pine log that had been hollowed out, which was the piping system that was there. So in the water room, all of that other material that had been included in the pumping up of the seawater would settle. And once it had settled to the point where they felt it was as good as it could be, through a gravity flow, they would pull the plug, allowing the water to go through another conduit log into a slightly lower second salt room.
The second salt room was called the brine or the pickle room. Here, the water started to really evaporate. And in warm weather, small amounts of calcium salts like lime and gypsum that are naturally found in seawater would precipitate out, and the water could be funneled to the next room, where edible sea salt would begin to form. But in cold weather, something different happened.
What was produced there was called globular salts, G-L-A-U-B-E-R, which is a word I had never heard before until I learned about salt making on Cape Cod.
Globular salt is a form of sodium sulfate, and it formed instead of sodium chloride when the brine in the second room got too cold. At first, salt makers were frustrated by the globular salt. What they wanted was sea salt to preserve codfish. But they quickly realized they couldn't produce much else in the colder months, so they sold the sodium sulfate to industrial producers. They used globular salt to make washing soda for detergents, tanning leather, and dyeing cloth. The cold brine left over from harvesting globular salts could also be used to make Epsom salt or magnesium sulfate.
The Epsom salts were for medicinal purposes, and people would take baths in them, and they were supposed to be relaxing, reduce stress, muscle aches, skin conditions, all sorts of things. So sometimes those were sold, and they just manufactured it to that second stage in some of the salt making. But in the making of the salt for preserving the fish, or whatever else, there would be another third salt room that it would go to. So from the water room to the brine pickle room, and then once more through gravity flow. And this was where it took an expert salt maker who knew just when a time was right for those crystals.
What the salt makers were looking for here was the first crystals of edible sea salt, or sodium chloride, just starting to form. At that point, the liquid brine could move on to the final evaporation.
And this third salt room, the last one, would be where the actual very fine quality salt crystal sea salt that we all prize today would be obtained. This whole process took usually about 3 weeks, sometimes a little longer, depending on weather conditions.
The salt was then raked out, put into barrels, and moved to warehouses for storage. It took 350 gallons of Cape Cod seawater to produce a bushel of salt, which is about 80 pounds. The process took so long and the resource was so precious that when a storm rolled in, school let out so that kids and the whole community could help batten down and protect the partially evaporated salt. You can learn more about the history of the salt works on our website at capeandislands.org. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Judy Reardon McKenzie shared a diagram of a basic three-room salt works from the Bourne Historical Society. There's a link to that and historic photos of salt works on our website. Also online are links to last week's show of the history of salt works on Cape Cod and more about modern local salt making. It's all on capeandislands.org, where you'll also find a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.